one update I would, if in order to do the department administration, when we got the final pricing in the council action sheets, we're getting that. It does take it to $18,067. We do have the extra $67 in savings from other capital items in that department. So in order to include that, I would you would need to say not to exceed $18,100.
Is that your motion, Alderman Mayor?
Yeah, we could always check the soda machine maybe for that $67 or something.
Alderman Dandridge, is that your second?
Yes.
Alderman Mayor.
Why is the clerk's office not included in there?
Because the clerk's office is an $18,000 appropriation from the 2017 budget. So they will be happening in the coming year. This is using the 2016.
Okay.
The planning department is currently the worst carpeting we have. It's a trip hazard because of some, it's coming loose in many areas. It's been reapplied. And with the flooring there, the subfloor isn't holding the adhesive, so we're using the method being done in the library, which should enable it to stay level and flat and eliminate the trip hazards.
Short answer is the clerk's office will happen in next year's budget. Next year. On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G7, City Hall Remodeling Project, Health Department Remodeling and Repair Project. Mr. Liberta.
I'll make the motion for the Director of Health and Human Services to seek council permission to remodel the health department space as part of the City Hall remodeling project with coordination by the building maintenance supervisor.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And those of you who haven't been in the health department lately, this is well-deserved and good action by you guys.
There's no action.
On that item, I would like to point out in the council action sheet the location of a very generous donation from Northwestern Mutual that has provided all the furniture that we provide, but are effectively all new workstations and file cabinets along the wall. So they've done, a very generous donation in helping the city. Still in a very good position.
Can you bring a card for all of us to sign? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just a clarification.
Alderman Mayor.
We're not approving the project. We're just including it in the bids that you're going to get on that project.
I know this is set to approve the project because most of the work is being done by DPW. They'll remove the wall, they'll do the painting, they'll put the tile up. The only work that'll be contracted for will largely be some, I didn't bring the full listing, but there'll be some electrical work. There, if you look on the map, there's a partial wall that will be removed to open that up. There was a horn and strobe on that that has to be moved. So the way he wrote it up, it is requesting, since it isn't a project that would be bid out, it's all bits and pieces being done internally by city maintenance staff and DPW. It is set up for proceeding with it in the first quarter of the year. That's the request of the department head.
The expenditure here is going to be small. Lots less than what he put down here. But being a wise manager, he put more than he thought he would need just to cover it. Did we vote? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Roll call, please.
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent. On to G8, removal of streetlights at 5 locations in Franklin. Mr. City Engineer.
If you've been paying attention to the Board of Public Works packets, we've really been trying to get our handle around streetlight budget. Went through the budget. I know, Sarah, well, you've talked to me about, you know, look for any way we can to reduce our budget. One area that we've been looking strongly at is streetlights, specifically LEDs. We've been making a lot of effort in that regard, and we're cost-effective. We've been trying to do that. One thing that came up in the discussion with staff was there are some locations that, quite honestly, aren't needed. We typically wouldn't place there if we were to place it around town now. I don't know how much you read the packet, but I've included some exhibits before you tonight. For some reason, the resident comments were not included in the packet, but they are in front of you tonight. The first location is 47th Street. Looks like the history is between two subdivisions, and there was a light at the end of a dead-end road when the subdivision was extended. The old light was never taken out, so it seems to be a redundant light. There's a location in the industrial park. There's a sign that has been unlit for quite a while, been inoperable, but we are still paying for a meter service. Unofficially, Aaron Hertzberg has asked a group of the businesses in the park if they would mind if we just pulled the service, because since it's not lit, we'll keep the sign there, and they're okay with doing that. This is not the big business park sign. This is an industrial park sign down on 60th Street, near 60th Street. There's a location at 34th and Oakwood Road. Two lights are literally 30 feet apart. As I understand, the subdivision was developed first, had street lights put in by the developer. Improvements to Oakwood Road were made, and there are lights out in the intersection, so we have a much bigger and brighter, taller light. Again, very close proximity to the one on 34th and Oakwood, so we're proposing to take that one out. There is a subdivision, there's a cul-de-sac on South Grant Street. This is Forest Home and Sunnybrook in that area. As I understand, at one time, before the houses were built, there was a problem with people parking there and doing things in the evening when they shouldn't be. But there is a light, and not only is the light there, but a tree has grown up around it. The tree's in pretty good shape. We've had our tree forester look at it. We think that's probably one that's a candidate for removal. The last one is on South 27th Street. There at the entrance of what's the name of that company? It's the trucking company in South 27th.
FedEx.
There is basically two lights. They're facing each other, and it's not really needed, so the proposal is let's take one of them out. So each one individually is not a lot of money, but when you add that up, that's, I think, $1,200, $1,250 or something like that. And then we've got some more we'd like to bring to you in the future, pending these. And again, the comments I received, as expected, predominantly not in favor of that. People have lights in front of their homes, and they like them if they're there. If they're not there and you try to put one there, they tend not to like it. So it's been my experience. But some are mixed. Some were okay with removing it, and I put them there for your reading. That's our proposal.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I did see that it was noted that these were in here, and I look for them. So I'm happy to see them, although I didn't have a chance to look through them. So the ones that seem to have the most objections are the last three items, 3, 4, and 5. You don't have any time frame on this, correct? You could bring those back when you bring the next one.
Sure, it could be tabled, and we could talk about it next month.
Okay, because I think most of those are in Alderman Taylor's district, and he's not here to speak on that. So it would be nice to have that input as well. All three of those are in his district, right? Oh, one's in 6. Number 4, the grant, is in 6 district. So I guess the first two, you didn't have objections on those? I didn't. Like I said, I got this whole packet, so I haven't had a chance to look through them all. But just glancing through it, I don't think I saw it.
And again, this is nothing urgent. These have been for quite a while, and just another month.
Can you tell me a little bit of, just quickly, how the street installation happens in the first place? Because I had one installed in my district last year, and I wasn't even notified. It just went up. And I know they were expensive. So.
I'm not aware of why. Typically, when a developer comes in and develops, we'll discuss that. So the developer will be responsible to put them up at intersections and certain criteria. You may be talking about a light that maybe someone individually is paying for.
No, city's paying for it.
I can say I didn't order it, so I'm not sure how that how that, if you want to forward that to me afterwards.
Because I know how expensive they are to run. I guess I would be okay with the making the motion for 1 and 2 to be removed.
How about let's just table it?
I could do that, too. I'll make the motion to table it to the 3rd.
Second.
The city attorney corrects my language. Postpone until the 3rd.
That's fine.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. You want to jump to yours? Item G9, an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2015-2198 to adopt various changes to capital.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? Thank you. That's why you're so good at what you do. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Item G10, resolution awarding contract to Lunda in the amount of $652,407.99 for the bridge on St. Martin's Road over Test Creek.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Mayer made the motion. Alderwoman Mayer seconded.
No, she made the motion.
The other way around.
I heard you first. Oh. Listen, it's Christmas. It's no big deal.
It's her district. She made the motion.
Okay. I'm good with that. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2015-2198, adopting capital improvement fund for the city of Franklin.
Mayor.
And appropriation.
Move to approve.
Robin Wood.
I'll second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a question on page 111. It talks about the expected CDBG for College Avenue. Is this money as a backup? Should we not get that CDBG grant money, or what's the process there?
Last week, the county did inform us that they got the money from the Fed, so they were in the process of getting the money from them. So it's pretty much guaranteed now. We have the contract. They have the money.
Okay.
They were just using the wrong DUNS number for us. So I gave them the correct information Friday, and so it's moving forward. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, Paul, is this the second reallocation of the College Avenue funds?
It's at least the second.
Second or possibly the third even.
Correct. But that appropriation was quite large.
Right.
And
we saved a lot of money on that.
We spent much less money on the
Is this election season or what?
No, it's just a fact that because we allocated that and we're able to save so much money, other districts have been able to do at least 2 or 3 other projects. So it's been a win for everyone.
All those in favor of the motion? Roll call. Excuse me, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, and that's why you hire good staff. They keep track of us. Item G...
12,
which is what happens when you turn the page. It comes up G12. Contract change order number 1, final, and pay request, Musson Brothers for Robinwood Trail.
Move to approve.
Second.
I will say this one disappoints me. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, motion accepting change order number 1 for Scepter Circle Court Water Relay. This is a nice one. This one's
move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, Root River Floodplain Evaluation for Oakwood Road between 76th and 60th.
Mayor, a question.
This needs an opinion. Alderman Willow.
Is this road subject to reconstruction soon?
Perhaps. Waukesha is looking to basically discharge or reuse water at the corner of 60th and Oakwood Road. So the logical path, and of course they're still working on paths, evaluating different paths, but potentially high likelihood that it would come right through this area.
And we're good with that? we make a decision on that? Or we don't get a decision on that, or what?
Like any other utility that decides to go through, there's probably have limited, we can have input, and I think they've sought our input, but we don't get to make the ultimate decision.
So if they're the ones that want to discharge the water and cause increased flooding, wouldn't we want to request them to do some of this work instead of, and cover the cost on this instead of us?
They're discharging south of Oakwood Road.
No, I think, there's a couple things going on here. First off, their discharge numbers don't increase flood issues, according to their studies.
According to their studies.
And we heard that on September 6th.
I wasn't at that meeting, that's why.
Yeah, that's correct. But the real reason we're here is that's precisely what we want to do is take advantage of the opportunity, whereby they'll have all kinds of fill that they got to lose, and they're going to have, if they go down Oakwood Road, they're going to have to redo Oakwood Road. So what do we get? We get free fill, and we get the asphalt paid for. So now the discussion for all of us is, do we want to fix the road to the extent that we fix some of the upstream flooding that's caused by the road, make it higher so it doesn't flood out, and take care of that? That's the discussion, really.
Well, what I'm getting is, it says all 11 alternatives, there's no solution, really, is what it kind of reads like. Can we have a little more discussion on that? Because it doesn't... Let's see, here it is. The analysis showed that a viable alternative does not exist that would eliminate and increase upstream of Oakwood Road.
Yes. Let me start from the beginning. We hired a consultant to actually do a flood study, or at least look at the areas. The question is, what could we do if we were to, say, Waukesha were to come in, allow them to basically, to hopefully save us a lot of money by filling and doing the road system? So she did the flood analysis, and I included a map in your packet. She's showing that to minimize the increase in floodwaters upstream of Oakwood Road, you would have to do some really large bridges. So she looked at the first six alternatives. Or basically not have any water overtopping the road. As of right now, during 100-year flood elevation, there's up to 4 feet of water, or actually over 4 feet of water that overtops the road. If you're familiar with the area, we basically close it down every time we get a significant rain. So that's not a surprise. So to fix that, she has, anywhere from 89-foot bridge and several culverts all the way up to a 113-foot bridge. And so that's just... run through the model, what would this take? And so obviously we're building a bridge over on St. Martin's. You know, this is roughly, imagine two bridges, so it's, million and a half of just the bridges. And bridges actually wouldn't take care of the situation, so we would have to put in several culverts and get to be sized. Large culverts where when the water gets high enough would have access across the road just because there's so much water coming down towards it. The alternate 7 through 11, she looked at different alternatives for if we were willing to accept, during the 100-year flood elevation, if we were to allow overtopping the road 6 inches, what would that look like? And again, it's really large bridges. So the question is, before we do a lot of further analysis trying to figure out exactly how we could do this and make this work, I'm bringing this to you and saying, here's the results of the study. Is this worth to maybe look at in the future, like maybe 2021, trying to convince SewerPAC and others to help fund this project. But it would still cost the city, pick a neighborhood, $400,000. Oakwood Road right now does not get a lot of traffic. Doesn't justify that. You have to think about what Oakwood Road could be in the future with developments happening to the west. Being a back entrance into the business park, Elm Road Interchange, some other, this could be a busier road in the future. If in the future you want to do this, you can either spend $400,000 and let Waukesha spend, $1 million worth of improvements on them, on their dime, or would you want to wait till it's needed and 20, 25 years and have to pay for everything on our dime. I guess that's the question. Is that worth investigating, or is that so far off in the future you don't want to spend any money on it, and so we'll put this to bed now?
How long does a bridge last, typically?
Well,
because if
we'll
we're
take care of 50 or more years. So.
Okay, so you're saying we might not need it for 25, so we're basically gaining maybe a 25-year. I just don't want to be strapped with extra bridge cost ahead of the time that we need to. It's sort of like the Ryan Creek Interceptor when everybody was so, oh, we got to have this in, you know, it's going to help development, and now it's just sitting there, and it's been 10 years, and we still don't have the development, and now we have a pipe in the ground with, you know, I call it like a tablespoon of water, and the infrastructure of it is declining, and, you know, we saved all this money to put it in, but it's not really being used, so it's, I mean, that's a different issue, but I guess I'd like to know a little more cost breakdown on time frame, bridge life, what it would cost us if we did it early. Is it going to be one bridge, two bridges that we would have to then take care of earlier?
And to find out those kinds of answers, I probably need the consultant to work some more, which means they're going to need additional fees. So I guess the question is, does $400,000 scare you in 2021? If the answer is yeah, that's something we don't want to do. Or if it's something you may consider, then I'll talk to the consultant about trying to do more of a study to answer those exact questions you're asking.
I'm just thinking, if we're saying we don't really need it for maybe 25 years and Waukesha wants this, why do we have to put out anything at this point?
But when you do, then, you know, you're potentially saving at least a third, maybe more, by having Waukesha do that work for you.
Well, Waukesha is not required. So we're clear. Waukesha doesn't do the improvement. Waukesha restores the current condition. So if we did nothing and Waukesha and we choose to put the discharge pipe down Oakwood Road, all we're going to get is a repaved Oakwood Road.
Correct.
That's it. So the cost of improvement, which would be raising the road bed, putting in whatever number of culverts, putting in whatever bridge, would be at our expense. But we can take advantage, part of why this is being discussed, we can take advantage of the fill that Waukesha is going to be generating to raise the roadbed. So we don't have that cost, kind of thing.
I'm confused on how discharging additional water when it's already flooding and having too much water, how they figure they're not going to cause any additional flooding.
Yeah. The city engineer can get you all of that data. It's downstream of where it floods. And they're not increasing the height and volume. Alderman Mayer.
Didn't Oak Creek just raise our water rates so that we could fund the expansion of their waterworks in Oak Creek so that they could supply the water to Waukesha?
We're proud to tell you no.
Okay.
For the moment.
So how does that?
Alderman Mayer.
So how does that, if they're not, is Oak Creek still supplying the water to Waukesha?
Well, that's still a negotiation.
Okay, so how is Waukesha sending water back to Franklin to dis?
The plan that Waukesha has approved by the governors and all those people have the discharge from whatever source they have coming to this portion of the river, regardless of whether it's Oak Creek or Milwaukee.
And how exactly was that chosen?
Waukesha did a study.
Okay.
We're not going to change.
I don't know.
So we're the end point, but nobody knows where it's starting.
Correct. The suspicion is it'll be Oak Creek. And that the advantage is that I don't want to speak for Waukesha, but there is a cost savings to running both pipes in the same trench. Right, so at some point, that's one of their goals. Alderman Mayer?
So will we get anything ongoing for them having their pipes running through our city and discharging in our city, aside from all of this?
Mr. State Attorney.
No, it's a utility. It's a right-of-way. And one more time, their discharge is downriver from this flooding area. It's beyond it.
Alderman Dandria.
At the end of the day, we have to realize that there is a problem in this area no matter what. It's a 100-year flood, but how many times do you remember in the last 5 years that we've had this road closed?
A lot.
So it would be advantageous for us to continue to investigate and take advantage of this because there's people that live along this stretch of the road that are affected by this. So I think we should continue to move forward and let staff continue to validate this because, yes, if we can ride on it and get some assistance down the road, why wouldn't we?
One comment for additional information. The city engineer put in there the 80-20 and that we would be responsible for 20%. That's assuming that we use STP funds, Service Transportation Program funds. That's the state program that we sometimes use in road reconstruction. You just need to know that so you have full information. Alderman Wellham.
Well, I'm okay with additional investigation. I just can't see what this is going to cost, and at what point are you going to determine you're going to be satisfied with the investigation? I mean, it's a little vague here on what you're asking, just that you want direction to do this, and you want to be able to do an additional investigation, and you said it would cost more money, but that's lacking in our action sheet, so I'm not sure what I'm being asked to fund.
Well, if you let me try to help this along. If you think that this area needs to have some resolution, some improvement, then my suggestion is you authorize the city engineer. So it's appropriate to give some guidance as to how much improvement you want to see here. You know, do you want it so that no water overtops the road at all, period, thank you, have a nice day, and then you want a real long bridge or do you want a bunch of culverts in a shorter bridge? He needs to know that. And then from there, he can come back with some estimates from an engineer as to.
Well, if you're asking me, the road shouldn't flood. What you need to do to get it there is an engineering question and a cost. So, but
And it just takes a lot of work to start figuring out those answers. So we'll work together a proposal and return next month.
Alderman Mayer?
How much have we paid R.A. Smith to date on that?
I believe their total contract was around 25.
25 what?
1,000.
And we have more information that we need to get from them now. And do we have any idea what that's going to be?
Well, there's a lot of modeling. short summary, but there's a lot of computing and modeling and took a lot of work to put that into the computer.
I'm surprised that it was only $25,000, actually. Are you sure on that?
I'll have to check. That's what I recall, but I don't recall her.
Paul, do you recall any?
I do not recall.
Okay.
One other question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Since Sewer Pack does so much of this type of work, why aren't we taking advantage of them? Because it would be at no cost to us. Typically, they...
We're talking to Sewer Pack. This is a lot more in detail than what they typically get involved with. The lady who's with R.A. Smith has been talking to Sewer Pack, been talking to FEMA and Corps of Engineers. So it's, as I understand, Sewer Pack doesn't get involved in this level of detail. They've been helping answer some questions and giving some guidance, but they haven't been number crunching.
Well, I think maybe it'd be worth it to just have an additional conversation with them about how far they could take it based on what you're asking R.A. Smith to do.
Well, but what the point we're at, I understand that. The point we're at, though, is we're past the model, which is Sewer Pack stuff. Now we're into engineering.
Well, I think they could certainly review it for us to make sure we're, sure there is some role they could offer and, okay. and save us some money
sure.
on it.
Yeah, I can talk to Sue. Okay.
Is there a motion regarding this matter? Move to direct staff to continue with the continuing investigation of the reconstruction of the road to get it out of the flood.
So moved.
Second.
Is that okay, Glenn?
Yes.
With the understanding that that includes sewer pack. Is that,
sure.
Can I add that to you?
Sure.
Whoever made the motion?
Whoever made that motion.
Is that okay?
I don't think.
Okay.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G15, a resolution authorizing execution of an agreement to continue professional engineering monitoring at the landfill. This is, what, year 78 of this contract?
It's Suzanne's district.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G16, the November financial report. Any questions for the finance officer?
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
I again point out page 110, the general fund discussion, very important. Please read it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G17, information services capital outlay project update and support for the remaining projects. Is there a motion to recommend as per council action?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's skip G18 for the moment and go to G. No, we need to do that. Sorry. Is there a motion to. Motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985 sub 1 sub E to deliberate and consider terms relating to waste management of Wisconsin Incorporated asserted overpayments of direct payments for redirected waste under WMWI Metro Landfill Facility Green Space Protection and Limited Landfill Expansion Agreement, and the negotiation of potential resolution thereof, and the investing of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and a re-enter open session in the same place thereinafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Thank you. If you got jackets and stuff, I'll take. We are back in open session. It is 8:20 p.m. We'll move to item G9. Nope. Mr. City Attorney.
Suggested motion on this item. Be a motion to approve a Waste Management of Wisconsin, Inc. asserted overpayments of direct payments for redirected waste to the City of Franklin, Memorandum of Understanding and Settlement Agreement, providing for a $390,000 discounted lump sum payment, such payment to be made prior to January 1, 2017, accepting direct payments on the 30th, parent 28th for February, close parent day of each month instead of the 25th, and that Waste Management shall provide notice to the city of any overpayment error no later than January 31 following a subject year, or it shall not have any right to make such claim. Such agreement being subject to minor and technical changes approved by the Director of Finance and Treasurer and the City Attorney.
So moved. Second.
Discussion of the motion? Madam Clerk, roll call, please. Just because.
Mr. Mayor, that motion would call for an appropriation that doesn't exist.
It just had. Subject to approval of the following agenda item.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
And the second? Nodding up and down is yes.
It's staff understanding that when you say payment prior to the year, that it was authorization to release the word.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, just because it's a lot of money.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, five ayes, no noes, one absent. Now we move to G19, which allows us to pay the bill. Is there a motion adopting an ordinance to amend 2015-2198, adopting the 2016 annual budgets for the general fund for the city of Franklin for fiscal year 2016 to provide appropriations to refund the landfill siting fee?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Again, we're talking, we do have to do a roll call on this. See, Paul, I learned. I may be old, but I'm old. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion passes, five ayes, no noes, one absent. Move to I-1. Do we have licenses?
H-1.
H-1, not licenses. Who did it?
Okay, we have a Class A combination Franklin Liquor Store approved pending verification of water testing and inspections. The next three, operator, Georgia Ness, approved, Lori Otto, approved, and Gina
Scanador,
approved. Next three are public grants, Knight of Columbus approved, Franklin Health Department approved, and Franklin Fire Department approved.
I don't know, those Casey's are kind of shady guys. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of motion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, motion carries. Item I-1, is there a motion approving, this is invoice, vouchers, and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of December the 15th, 2016, in the amount of $923,999.25, and payroll dated December 9th, 2016, in the amount of $386,225.52, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $220,751.97 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated December 23rd, 2016, in the amount estimated at $365,000 payments and various payroll deductions, estimated in the amount of $383,000 plus city matching payments, and this is known in your packet, release of payment to Humana in the amount of $44,672.
So moved.
Second.
All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, five ayes, no noes, one absent. Is there a motion to Merry Christmas adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah,
Merry
All
Christmas.
Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Happy New Year on all you.